Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told the Israeli people to prepare for a long military operation as the death toll in the conflict in Gaza continues to climb. His comments came after an attack by Hamas raised the number of Israeli military dead to 53. Three Israeli civilians have also been killed. This lunchtime, Hamas says fresh attempts are underway with the Egyptian government to halt the bombardment of Gaza. Well over 1,000 Palestinians have been killed over the past 3 weeks, more than 100 of them in 24 hours yesterday, according to Palestinian authorities. Gideon Levy is a columnist with the Al-Haaretz newspaper. He is based in Tel Aviv and has spoken out against the offensive. After calling for Israeli military pilots to disobey orders, he faced death threats. I asked him how Benjamin Netanyahu's comments are being received.
Unfortunately, the big majority, the vast majority of Israelis are supporting now any kind of continuous of this operation, because most of the Israelis feel that the job was not fulfilled.
There has been widespread international condemnation of the high level of civilian casualties in the 3 weeks of the military operation. What is the view in Israel to those large numbers of Palestinian children particularly being killed in this offensive?
Unfortunately, the only reaction is either apathy and indifference, and in some cases even joy. The internet, the websites, the social media is full with expressions of joy. I want to believe that this is the minority, the noisy minority, but by and large, any kind of sympathy or apathy or some kind of compassion or any kind of human solidarity with those victims is immediately reacted in Israel as being a traitor, as being condemned. It's very hard to express any kind of emotions of identification with the Palestinian sacrifice, and the majority of the society is not more than indifferent.
Now, you've spoken of the dehumanization of the Palestinians, pointing to this as a reason why there's a lack of any empathy for those who, as you mentioned, speak out in any way which is other than condemning the Palestinian people. There are threats which result from that. You yourself have faced death threats.
Yeah, I'm walking in the streets of Tel Aviv in the recent 2 weeks with a bodyguard, something that I wouldn't believe that I'll do ever. And that's due to not only death threats, which are not so often, but the reactions in the streets everywhere are very violent verbally, and many times it can turn into physical violence. Protesters were already left, protesters were already beaten almost after any demonstrations in Israel in the recent 2 weeks, and the atmosphere is very threatening.
Is there any possibility or opportunity to discuss alternative approaches to the conflict in Gaza other than supporting the government's military action? Is there any space there for any progressive conversation at all? Or is it the case now that it's simply support the government, that's it?
The only place where you can still do it is, first of all, in my newspaper in Haaretz, which is a lighthouse in this darkness, but not in the other media, almost not. And also in the social media, there is some kind of discussion. But as I said before, it has been delegitimized and really with very, very aggressive and threatening reactions. So basically, there is right now room only for one voice in Israel.
There's controversy over more civilian deaths yesterday after a refugee camp was hit by a military strike by the IDF in Gaza. The Israeli Defense Forces are saying it was a misfired rocket from Hamas. Hamas are saying it was an attack by Israeli forces. What's your view of that specific incident? And also, do you think, is there deliberate targeting of civilians taking place?
First of all, it's not a question of opinion. Once Israel declared that it's going to hit private homes of Hamas activists, that's by definition a collective punishment. That's by definition a targeted killing of civilians, because in so many cases, the whole family was exterminated. We are dealing now, I think, over 50 families who were almost totally exterminated or killed by those bombardings. You know, I'm not sure that the Israeli soldiers or the Israeli pilots really want to kill civilians, but their actions talk for themselves. They do very little to prevent it. Israel has very, very sophisticated weapons, and they know exactly whom they are killing and whom not. And, you know, the results are screaming when you deal with over 50, 60, 70, maybe over 80% of the killed people who are civilians. The UN say 80%, the IDF say it's less, but no doubt it's the majority of the victims. So what does it mean if there is an intention or there is no intention? That's the outcome, and nobody can forgive this.
As we mentioned, Benjamin Netanyahu has asked the Israeli people to dig in for a protracted conflict. You mentioned there that there is much popular support for the offensive. How do you envisage the coming weeks unfolding?
First of all, I'm not sure that Israel has any kind of strategy how to put an end to it, how to get out of it. I'm not sure that Benjamin Netanyahu from the beginning wished to enter to this adventure, to this bloody adventure. He didn't do enough to prevent it the months before when there were really chances for political negotiations, for diplomacy to talk. But once the rockets fall on Israel, he had very little choice. The problem now is that there is no strategy. The goals are very vague. Nobody knows what are the goals except of taking revenge and punishing. The goal of destroying the Hamas is not only not a realistic goal, but it doesn't serve the interests of Israel, because also the Israeli government knows very well that the alternative to the Hamas government might be a Somalia in Gaza, might be terrible anarchy, which will be bad for Palestinians and bad for Israel. So in this darkness, Israel is trying to look its way, and until now, I really don't see how this will be ended.
And that was Gideon Levy, a columnist with the Al Haaretz newspaper, speaking to me a short time ago.